Today on The Winning Walk with author and pastor Dr. Ed Young.
Here's a guy who had been on top representing God dramatically, powerfully, privately, publicly. Fire had came. He has just slaughtered 850 phony prophets, demonic men. I mean, he was on top of the world. It was raining. Miracle life, the miracle that took place in his life. And here he is, stressed out, burnout, depressed person. How does God deal with him?
What is the cause and cure for burnout? Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Being stressed out and burned out aren't new phenomena. Even great heroes of the faith like Elijah had their moments. But as you'll see from today's program, God offered Elijah an alternative to a stressed out existence, the same alternative available to you today. So stick around. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young is coming up right after we take a quick break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we join Dr. Young, just a quick note that today through Friday, we're offering a complimentary copy of Dr. Young's booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace in Turbulent Times. And all you have to do to receive one is call The Winning Walk and ask. Our number is 1-800-350-WALK. And yes, that's toll free, 1-800-350-9255. Now, with his message, Burnout, Cause, and Cure, here's Dr. Young.
I want to pick up the end verse, the last verse of the chapter we looked at last week, and we've got more of Elijah to come in the weeks to come. And I want to read the 46th verse of the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. 1 Kings 18:46 reads, "Then the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and outran Ahab to Jezreel." I want you to look at a little chart there on your screen. See it? Stress. We understand stress, don't we? A lot of times we have stress. It builds, it grows, it builds. We take on more things, more projects. And we think we've got great capacity. And all of us have different capacities for handling stress because we're wired differently, right? Some people, a little thing will happen, it will stress them out. Other people, it seems like they can have mountains put on top of them and they don't really feel any stress. But we understand stress. Medical science tells us that not heart disease, not cancer, but stress kills more people than any other single malady. So we understand stress. Stress leads to burnout. That's the next thing. We get under so much stress, we carry so much weight for so long, for over a period of time, we get to the point of being burned out. And burnout is a picture of you have something that's combustible, and it just burns and burns until it burns up, and there are coals, and then there are ashes, and they get cold. That's the picture of burn out. I don't care. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't have a passion for anything. I'm empty. I'm out of bullets. I wake up in the morning tired, exhausted, I'm bored, I don't really laugh from the bottom of my being, I'm exhausted, impatient, I'd be angry, but I don't have enough emotions left to be angry, I'm burnout. And from burnout, we go to depression. And a lot of people bounce in and out of stress, burnout, depression, and some move into clinical depression where you need a SOS treatment from many professional sources. And depression is a stage of quiet desperation. Now, of all people that we could name in the Bible or outside of the Bible, as to what we discovered about God's guy for the 8th century, Elijah, he'd be the last person on the list that I would ever think would be caught up in burnout or depression. Stress, absolutely. Plenty of stress he lived under as we walked through his life. God spoke to Elijah and said, Elijah, come out of obscurity and show yourself to the king. And that's what he did. And he pronounced judgment on the king and said, it will not rain because of your idolatry and because of your sin. It'll not rain in Israel until I give the word. Show yourself, Elijah. Speak a word of judgment to the king. And following that, God said to Elijah, hide yourself. So he put him at the brook Kereth, and he stayed there for about a year, and God supernaturally fed him with food from ravens, and he had that bubbling brook to drink with. Then God said, get up, Elijah, and now go to Zarephath. He got up, went about 75, 80 miles to Zarephath, and then he was looked after by a poor widow. He was still in hiding. And then after about 3 years, God said, Elijah, now go show yourself to the king. And we studied about how he went back to King Ahab and he proposed a meeting on Mount Carmel. And after I had delivered that study last week, I was flipping through TV and I saw an old movie entitled Showdown at OK Corral. Man. And I said, that's what happened on Mount Carmel. That's exactly what happened. And we know the dramatic story of how the real God spoke with fire and power. You see, the people said, we don't see any difference between Baal and Jehovah. You know, come see, come sign. One God, you know, like all the rest of the gods. But God answered with fire, remember? And he took the sacrifice, he burned up the sacrifice and the rocks. And the people who'd been neutral, they didn't say a word. Choose you this day whom you'll serve, Baal or God. And they didn't say a word. But when God answered with a lightning God, boom, with fire, all the people fell on their faces. They said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And then Elijah went and slaughtered all those demonic prophets who represented the demonic gods. And then Elijah went all the way back on Mount Carmel and he prayed. What a prayer. And that prayer had in it, how many words? 62. Short prayer. And then we know the fire came and Elijah went up in the mountains and he prayed again. He got down in the fetal position. He prayed 6 times. He said, now let it rain. And when he came down, after praying 6 times, they saw a cloud like a hand. And he went to King Ahab, who was eating and drinking, still on the mountain, though he had suffered a great defeat. He said, you better get your chariot and get down this mountain because there's going to be a downpour and you'll not be able to leave if you don't leave now. And so Elijah, that was our scripture, he girded up his loins. What does that mean? It means the mantle, the robe that he had on. He just took it and tucked it in his underwear. And he ran down the mountain. He ran down the mountain. As he was running down the mountain, it was raining. Let me tell you something. Go 3.5 years in Texas where not a single drop of water will fall. Imagine. Even with our modern backup facilities, imagine. That's what it was like. And now the rain had come. The people had said, the Lord, he is God. And now Ahab is going down the mountain in his chariot. And here is Elijah with his robe tucked up. He is running ahead for 17 miles. And he outruns the king in his chariot. And he goes all the way to Jezreel. 17 miles. He is running. And he is singing in the rain, they're singing in the rain. What a wonder, glorious feeling, I'm happier. Or he was saying, raindrops keep falling. I don't know what he was. But man, what a moment for Elijah. I mean, what a guy.
You're listening to Dr. Ed Young and the Winning Walk. To order a copy of today's message, just visit our website, winningwalk.org. Look for the title, Burnout, Cause and Cure, on both CD and DVD. You can also order the entire series it's a part of, called A Man for All Seasons. Our web address is easy to remember, winningwalk.org. Now here's a look at our teaching coming up after the break.
Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so may the gods do to me even more if I do not make your life as the life of one of them, the prophets who were dead, by tomorrow this time. In other words, she put out a contract on Elijah, who was then in Jezreel, the capital of that area. And Elijah was afraid and rose and ran for his life.
That's next when the Winning Walk returns after a quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Ed Young and the Winning Walk, and we'll hear more teaching in just a moment. First, I'm eager to tell you about a complimentary gift the Winning Walk wants to send you today through Friday. It's a booklet by Dr. Young called Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace in Turbulent Times. And you can request your copy when you call the Winning Walk today at 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. The Joy Booklet is our complimentary gift through the end of the week, so please call soon to request your copy. 1-800-350-9255. And now here's Dr. Young to continue his message, Burnout, Cause and Cure.
Ahab goes to tell Jezebel, his wife, and when Ahab knocks on the door and he goes into the palace, and Jezebel said, things must have worked out well on Carmel. I see it is raining. It is raining. I knew my guys, Baal and his crew. I knew they'd come through. I never doubted it. You know, they're the God of fire and the God of the rains and the season and the harvest. Tell me about it. Ahab said, you know, give me a cup of that Jezreel Starbuck Java. And it didn't come out exactly like that. He told Jezebel what happened to all her guys, all her prophets. Jezebel, look how she responds to this. Interesting. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so may the gods do to me even more if I do not make your life as the life of one of them, the prophets who were dead, by tomorrow this time. In other words, she put out a contract on Elijah, who was then in Jezreel, the capital of that area. Now, what we've known about Elijah thus far, think about it. How do you think he'd respond to that demonic queen saying, I'm going to have you killed? Fly. What's the big deal about that? I mean, he stood up against everybody in the land. He has just slaughtered 850 phony prophets, demonic men. I mean, he was on top of the world. It was raining. And the people have said, the Lord, he is God. I mean, how's he going to respond to that woman? I think he'd say, I'm in the middle of God's will. I'm bulletproof. I'm his guy. I'm his man. Do you know what happened on Carmel? Fire came down at my word. The rain came down at my word. Oh, a threat? Isn't that how you'd expect him to respond? But look how he responds. It's staggering. And Elijah was afraid and rose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba. That's 120 miles from Jezreel. He came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough. now, O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my father's. You want to see a classic diagnosis of stress, burnout, and depression? Listen to the words I've underlined in my Bible. Afraid, ran for his life, left his servant, wanted to be by himself, sat down, said, it is enough, out of bullets, exhausted. Lord, take my life. I'm no better than my father's. I'm a failure like all the other prophets failed. Say, this is highly unusual, isn't it? Not really. Moses, Numbers chapter 11, after a great victory, said, Lord, take my life. Jonah, after seeing a great victory in Nineveh, more people began to worship God and a turnaround in their life than perhaps history has ever seen in Nineveh. And after that experience, Jonah in chapter 4 said, take my life. Here's Elijah, number one guy. Take my life. You know, I said, Elijah, all you had to do is stick around Jezreel. You know, Jezebel would take care of that. You don't have to worry about God killing you. She was going to do it. She had a contract out on you. What is this all about, ladies and gentlemen? Here's a guy who had been on top, representing God dramatically, powerfully, privately, publicly. Fire had came, miracle after miracle that took place in his life. And here he is. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. What in the world's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. First of all, Elijah was mad at God. You say, how is that? All the people bowed down and said, the Lord, he is God, but he went to Jezreel. They lived just like they did before the fire came. They lived just like they did during the drought, and now it had rained. And the earth was refreshed, and they had water, and healing was taking place. And they went back and lived just like they did before the Mount Carmel experience. And Elijah said, I don't get it. What more will have to take place for people to understand this? Understand that God is God. He is the real God. What's he going to have to do to convince you? So that depressed him. That disturbed him. And he said, I failed just like all the other prophets. So here is a stressed out, burnout, depressed person. Now here is the question. How does God deal with him? The sub-question. When we walk down this path, and we all have, and we all will, and many of us are today, from stress to burnout to depression, how does God deal with you? How does God deal with me? The same way. Watch this. We're going to see that he deals with his guy, Elijah. What does God do? First thing he does, he sends an angel. The next thing God does, we'll see, he asks a question. The next thing God does, he speaks a word. That's how he ministered to Elijah. And I can tell you, when we have bottomed out, that's how he ministered to us. Watch how it happens. It's a powerful word of truth. Verse 5. He lay down and slept under a juniper tree, and behold, there was an angel touching him. And he said to him, arise, eat. Then he looked, and behold, there was at his head a bread cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. The angel came again a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. What's the first thing God did for Elijah when he was out of business, washed up, washed out, out of the mainstream, defeated, ready to leave this world? What's the first thing God did? God sent an angel.
Dr. Ed Young with his message, Burnout, Cause and Cure. And you're listening to The Winning Walk. We're about to take a break, but before that, be sure to write this number down so you can call The Winning Walk to request your free gift before time runs out this week. Call 1-800-350-WALK. Again, that's 1-800-350-9255. We want to send you a copy of Dr. Young's booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace in Turbulent Times. So please call to request your copy, 1-800-350-9255. And there's more teaching ahead on The Winning Walk. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Winning Walk. For resources, message CDs, and other spiritual growth materials, visit the Winning Walk website, winningwalk.org. You'll also find a way to make a donation to help keep The Winning Walk on your station. Again, go to winningwalk.org. Now, let's get back to the message from Dr. Young titled, Burnout, Cause and Cure.
What do we do when people are hurting and broken and depressed or just in burnout? We say, oh, you need to pray more. Oh, you need to fast. You'd better start reading your Bible. What's the first thing God did? He sent an angel. What did the angel do? He just had some rocks. He broke the cake. You know what kind of cake that was? An angel food cake. Are you listening? I mean, really. He baked him a cake. And he got a jug of water. And he put him to sleep. And notice he touched Elijah. He touched him. He needed fellowship. Physical healing. And then he touched Elijah again. He said, I've got you another cake. I got you some more bread and some water. And he went to sleep again. That's not very spiritual, is it? You see, sometimes when we're just beat up and down and empty, somebody gives a little pious talk and a little whining advice. Maybe we just need to go and spend the night by the sea. You know, take a nap. Look at some art. Listen to music. Go to a ball game. Walk up a street. Sit back, unplug, recover physically. Well, that doesn't sound very like, church advice. Do you think God is uninterested in your physical and my physical well-being? Did not He create us in His image, and a part of that must be our physicality as to who we are? Interesting, isn't it? Hey, go to sleep. Eat a little angel food cake. Drink some water. Get up, go to sleep, do it again. And that was the first thing God did. He sent an angel. He said, well, if I'm down and depressed and burnt out, God won't send an angel to me. Who was that called you when you were in need? Well, that was a friend. Who do you think that friend was? Who do you think put your arm around you when you said, boy, you know, nobody cares about me? And they put their arm around you and said, you know, you're sort of special to me. And they said an encouraging word. Who was that? Who do you think that was? What was going on there? Well, I know who that was. Oh, no. They were angels. They did not even know they were angels. See, we're visited by angels unaware, ladies and gentlemen. And you say, whoa, an angel. Oh, yes. This is how God heals and restores and gives us a second chance. He went to him a second time and said, here's some more bread. Here's some more water. Take a nap. It's cool on the tree. You're in the wilderness. What's the first thing God did for Elijah when he was down and out? He sent an angel who ministered to him physically.
That was Dr. Ed Young, and this is The Winning Walk. Don't forget that Dr. Young wants to send you a complimentary copy of his booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace in Turbulent Times. So give us a call to request your free copy. 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. And when you call, please consider giving an offering to help keep The Winning Walk strong as we broadcast the truth of Jesus Christ. 1-800-350-9255. Now hurry and call now, as this offer will expire on Friday. 1-800-350-9255. And come back again tomorrow as Dr. Young brings part two of his message, Burnout, Cause and Cure. That's Wednesday, right here on The Winning Walk.